B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy casually told us either yesterday or the day before that he's been dealing with a potential scam. And he goes, and I could have died.
Yeah, we were like, just slid it through there.
And we were like, you better tell us on the radio what's going on in your life more often, Roy.
I feel like I was being set up to be murdered.
Okay, that's heavy.
Right.
Is that the Leo in you being dramatic?
Yeah.
That we were just talking about?
Probably. So, you know, we're in the public eye. You can find us. You know, anyone that works in radio, you can find our coworkers. It doesn't take but a few Google searches to figure out who we are. So someone who I know so there's this person, when they text you, they always have like a signature in their text, which is kind of interesting. And it's always their name and their phone number.
Right. Okay.
So I get a text message from a weird number, but it has that same signature.
Different number, same signature.
Same signature. So okay. The text message came from the person I know, Alfie, and it said this: hey, I'm in a meeting right now. Let me know if you get my text. Alfie. I said, text message was received. I didn't know what else to...
Right, I got it.
Got it.
Why isn't it coming from his number that I have saved in my
hers,
phone?
Yeah, right.
Or hers,
yeah.
Sorry.
And so she says, I need you to help me. I need to get something done as soon as possible. I was like, okay, what do I need to do? I replied back. She says, I need you to go to the nearest convenience store and pick up an Amazon card or an Apple Store card, and I'll reimburse you. And I was like, well, I'm not really near a convenience store at the time.
Well, this is starting to scream red flag.
Right. I know, but I know this person. Uh-huh. So she responds back with, no big deal. Why don't you meet me at the ATM? I need some help at the, I need money out. And I said, well, because at that point, that's a major red flag. Like, what are they going to do? Take me to an ATM and rob me? You know, what's the game plan there?
So right from the beginning, you didn't think it was her. Like, you knew something was off.
I thought something was off when it said get the Amazon card and store card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I knew something was weird. And by the way, in the process, when I got the text about the Amazon card and the store card, I immediately sent her a text message on the right number I have and was like, hey, did you change your number? Doing the whole backstory. So, and then, you know, the scammer goes, well, why don't you meet me at an ATM? And I need some help. I need some money.
I'll
reimburse you later. And so at that point, I do get scared. I'm like, because if I get to the ATM, they're going to rob me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Of course.
And so, clearly they found you. They know you,
right?
The scammer.
They know my phone number. So I said, why don't you meet me at 601 East Trade Street, which, by the way, is the police department.
Good move.
I was like, we can meet there. I can help you out with whatever money you need. And the person goes, I'm still in a meeting. Can we get this done? I need help now. And I said, if you're still in a meeting, why don't I have a police officer swing by, pick you up, and then we can chat about fraud.
Oh, savage.
Because at this point, you're hip to it. You figured out what's going on.
Yeah, I was like, this person's trying to rob me.
Yeah.
They started out with me just trying to buy them an Amazon card, and then it graduated to, meet me at an ATM. I need money. I'll reimburse you later.
And now, what if you weren't so smart and thought about all the things that you did, and what if you actually showed up?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and Alfie, she's so sweet. And it's one of those, like, if someone, you know, when someone's so sweet and you know if they do need money, you'd help them out.
Of
you
course,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have gone, for sure. If I didn't, if they maybe said, hey, I need money, can you help? I wouldn't have had so much of a red flag. The red flag was, can you give me an Amazon store card? I was like, what?
But, like, what would that person have done if you would have said, like, yeah, I'll meet you at an ATM?
I'm for sure I'd have been robbed. I'm for sure I would have gotten to the ATM and.
You should just show up with a crew. Like, means, just flip it on that person.
Bring the police to a sting operation. I'm really certain that if I would have gone to the ATM, I really do believe somebody would have had me at gunpoint and robbed me.
That's crazy. I do. Like, in my mind, I just think it would have gone, like, one step further and be like, hey, I can't meet you now. Can you drop it off here?
And then, Loren, how about the fact that, like, this person or someone this person knows who was texting Roy, it had to have worked or else the scam would have died. Like, somebody gave this person money.
Of course.
At some point.
But I think the crazier thing is that this person knew somebody that Roy works with. Because, like, for me, this happened to me a couple years ago, and I was trying to go through my text message and see if I could go back that far. Because somebody was texting me from a different number and saying that they were my friend Missy, and it wasn't.
Okay.
So I had text Missy, and she's like, no, it's not me.
It's scary, man.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what to do. I was like, do I call the police? And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the next steps? And then they just, like, look at the text messages and write down the phone. Like, I don't know what to
do. But how do they know the names? Like, how would somebody know that my best friend's name is Missy? How would somebody know that you worked with an Alfie?
Because she works in the real estate office downstairs. I mean, you can Google anyone in real estate.
I know. That's so much work. Like, you put so much work into that.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel and Cornelius, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. So I had that same thing happen to me through an email yesterday. It was my work email.
And did they do the whole store card thing and then graduated up to the ATM?
No, I mean, I didn't answer anything.
Oh, okay.
Please go to CVS to pick up some gift cards. I was like, what the heck?
So what email did it come from?
So it said James France, which I work at NASCAR, which is one of the head people.
Right. Right.
But the email was different. It was weird.
Yeah, so they're finding you guys through work and then finding someone else
that your boss
work with. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this scam must work on people.
It has to.
It must work, unfortunately.
But my thing is
thanks,
like,
Rachel,
how quickly it graduated from, hey, just, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was going to be at least a time a meetup has to have occurred, because when I told them I can't do the store card, they said, go to the ATM. Like, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Like, there was going to be a meetup with me and the scammer.
Good PSA. Follow up with everybody. Don't assume anything. If you get a weird text message or a weird email from a person's name, like, follow up with that person for sure.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.